The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and any moment now we are going to be hearing Mr. Al Foreman. But for sure, we do have a special guest on the line to be joining us today throughout the show to be talking about the benefits of a variety of different
Am
types
I on, Joe?
Of
pre-
Now, here I hear Al.
Okay.
Good morning,
I'm with
Al.
You. Well, good morning, Janet. Thank you very much for bringing us together. I appreciate that. We had a little technical obstruction over here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, but we are all set now. And we do have a very special guest. Before we bring on our special guest, I want to thank you for bringing in the introduction, Janet, and that let people know that you are going to be here today from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And Friday, which is today, and Saturday, you're going to be here from 1 to 5. And our very special guest just happens to be my daughter, Dominique. And she is an educator for the Jarro Formulas Company, which is located out west in California. And they have a great manufacturing facility in Santa Fe. Did you get a chance to tour that, Janet?
Yes, I did.
Was it quite an operation?
Certainly.
And we're here to discuss a couple of key points of what Jarro does for the industry in the way of products. So let us welcome our very special guest, Dominique Ostrander. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Janet. Thank you for having me on.
It's always so much fun. It's a pleasure to have you because I know that you are anxiously looking forward to sharing your knowledge about some of the great products from Jarro with our listening audience. And the topic that was picked today has to do with protein. And from what I can see in front of me, we have a wide assortment of protein products from Jarro Formulas. So wherever you'd like to start, Janet and I are anxiously awaiting to learn more about some of the fine products from Jarro Formulas.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Janet would agree with me that she probably encounters a lot of people with questions about how much protein do I really need? What's my best source of protein? And being in our industry, this is a really common question because so many people have food allergies, food intolerances, things that make their stomachs feel very upset. And so it becomes harder and harder to find the foods and protein sources in particular that agree with us and are also complete sources of protein. In addition to that, whether we're sickly, convalescing, we're active, we're not very active, we have other health conditions, all are contingent upon how, or all affect how much protein we actually need. So the more active you are, the more protein you're going to need. A sedentary person doesn't need as much protein. Somebody who is convalescing does need quite a bit of protein in order to heal and get well.
Well, when Jarro developed the formulas that are the protein sources that we're going to be speaking about today, the original formula that I'm looking at is the Jarro Whey Protein, which I guess came out probably somewhere around 15, 20 years ago at least, that I can think back that far. And we have it in the unflavored, the vanilla, and the chocolate. Maybe we could talk about the whey protein first before we go on to something else.
Okay. Well, our organic whey protein, we have it in a couple different our original with our whey protein came in three different flavors, vanilla, natural, and chocolate. We recently launched, well, I would say, when I say recently, you know, everything seems, I don't know where time goes. We have our grass-fed whey protein, which, again, excellent source of protein. Some people have problems with whey. I'm sure Janet encounters that when she's doing nutrition counseling. And some people are better without a whey protein, for example. Janet, do you find that?
For sure. There are a lot of people out there who are attempting to make a transition with the help of protein powders away from an animal-based diet into a more vegetarian approach. And that whey protein can be kind of a nice bridge.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that Janet brings up a very, very valid point that that's what we're seeing. We're seeing more and more people staying very clear of an animal-based diet and going more towards a plant-based diet, following what we call the Mediterranean diet, for example. So it's more nuts, seeds, legumes, fish, paying attention to that, staying away from animal products, dairy products. But I want to talk about protein in general. I want to talk about how we figure out how much protein we need. And then we can go on and maybe talk about what products might be more appropriate for some people. Because I get that question all the time. I got it when I was doing cardiac rehab and practicing exercise science. So the conversion that we use, and this is based on formulas that have been around for a very long time. It's not a newfangled formula. So you're going to take the weight that you weigh, and you want to convert it to kilograms, and we times that by 0.45. You come up with that number, and then you times that by 0.8, and that's the number of protein grams that you need.
Can you do that formula one more time so our listeners can possibly write it down?
Sure, absolutely. So what we're going to do is take the your weight that you weigh, and you're going to times it by 0.45, and then you're going to come up with that number. And so, for example, I weigh 135. I times that by 0.45. I think it comes out to like 60-something, 60-point-something. And then if you times that times 0.8, it comes out to about 48 or 49 grams. So that would be my daily protein requirement.
Okay, that's a good formula for people to know.
So based on how much you weigh, obviously your protein needs increase. Also, how much you work out. Obviously, a bodybuilder is going to have higher protein requirements than somebody who is a sitting at their desk secretary who doesn't go to the gym, for example. A man who moves furniture for a living, who's a furniture mover, a piano mover, is going to require a lot more protein than a man that, let's say, sits at his desk. So all of these are things to keep in mind, and when we look for protein products, either to supplement our meals or to act like a meal replacement, we want to make sure that the protein is adequate, and we also want to make sure that it's a complete source of protein. Jarro formulas, all of our protein powders are complete sources of protein, whether they are whey protein, plant protein, pumpkin seed protein, hemp protein, they're all complete sources of protein.
What would be a non-complete source of protein?
Just having beans. So beans and rice actually are a complete source of protein.
So someone who's a vegetarian then that wouldn't use whey protein because it comes from an animal would then use a source such as beans and rice. Is that what you're saying?
Right. They would use a plant protein like our new organic plant proteins, for example, and they would have a complete source of protein. And the importance of a complete source of protein is so that our bodies can synthesize muscle because they're the the amino acids that are the building blocks of protein they're kind of like the bricks of a house. And so they, without these bricks, we can't make the house. Is that a good analogy?
That's a very good analogy. All right. So
and there are 20 different types of aminos, and all of which are found in our proteins.
All right. So if we compare, let's say, the whey protein to the grass-fed whey protein, what is the major difference there that you can describe to people that are listening to the show right now?
So the grass-fed protein is a whey protein concentrate, and it's from pasture-fed, non-hormone-treated cows, as is our regular whey protein. But these are grass-fed cows. The question we get all the time is, where are they from? Where is it sourced from? And it's sourced from South Australia. So
that's the grass-fed. Is that the grass-fed?
Grass-fed.
Dom, the grass-fed whey protein is from Australia?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And what about the regular whey protein?
Our regular whey protein is, I honestly recall the source right now as far as where the cows are coming from. I don't know if we were ever told that, to be honest with you. I don't know if that information is available.
All right, but it's
very common with grass-fed. Like, everybody wants to know where their grass-fed beef comes from, anything that, whether it's any animal, frankly, that's free-range, grass-fed, that's a very common question. And so Jaro made this information obtainable for the consumer. So they're from Australian cows.
All right. If somebody wanted to use whey protein on a daily basis as a meal substitute, what would they use in the way of a formula using the original Jaro formula's whey protein that comes unflavored vanilla or chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
What would they use in the way of a dosage?
Mm-hmm. So, again, that goes back to, so it's 17 grams of protein, 17 or 18 grams of protein per scoop, whether it's a heaping scoop or a level scoop. And so, again, depending upon your protein needs, you could do 1 to 2 scoops and mix it with whatever you want to mix it with. It doesn't create a problem for you. There are still some people that believe wholeheartedly in cow's milk and want to mix their protein with cow's milk. There are other people that say absolutely no dairy and they're going to do coconut milk or almond milk or rice milk or even soy milk. So it really depends, but it's 1 to 2 scoops, and again, that's dependent on your protein needs. But the less you weigh, the less you can synthesize in protein at a time. So, for example, a 110-pound female isn't going to synthesize 36 to 40 grams of protein well at one time. It's going to be hard on her digestive system. So it's better for somebody that's a smaller frame to do 1 scoop.
The good point. Janet, I hear some music in the background.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, sitting here at WNN Studios, speaking with Dominique Ostrander, and she is the educator for Jaro Formulas, speaking to us from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, Mr. Al Foreman. And just a reminder, I will be available at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center this afternoon, 4 to 7. We'll be right back with more with our special guest, Dominique Ostrander. Come to my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We are joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton, and my daughter, Dominique Ostrander, who is speaking to us from, I believe, Naples, but she resides in the Tampa area, and she's an educator for Gyro Formulas. And we were speaking about the Gyro Formulas Whey Protein, which I have in front of me, the unflavored vanilla and the chocolate. This particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $34.95. We have an everyday low price of only $22.99, and there are 35 servings in this container that I'm looking at. That's a 2-pound container of, again, unflavored vanilla and chocolate. And you're getting 26 grams of protein in that one scoop that's in each of these containers. I just did the formula that Dominique introduced me to at the beginning of the show, and everybody listening, that you take your weight times 0.45 times 0.8, and that should give you the amount of protein that your body needs on a daily basis. Was that correct, Dominique?
Yes, correct.
All right, so yes, based upon what I weighed this morning, I weighed 172. I require 61.9 grams of protein per day.
Exactly.
And that would be approximately at least 2.5 scoops of that particular formula that's in the Gyro Whey Protein. So people listening to the show, if you're looking to determine what you need in the way of protein, that's the formula. Take your weight times 0.45 times 0.8. And you will then know how much protein you need on a daily basis. But when you compare it to the protein in the grass-fed whey, we're looking at only 15 servings per container, and a heaping scoop has 25 grams. So the scoop in the grass-fed whey is a little bit less than the scoop in the whey protein formula, which was the original one that came out with Gyro about 15, 20 years ago. What would you recommend then to substitute or increase the grass-fed whey protein on a basis? Because there's only 15 servings in the grass-fed where there are 35 servings in the whey. And we're speaking about a formula that can be utilized, as you pointed out, with either milk, with almond milk, coconut milk, soy milk, rice milk, or water for that matter. So if people are concerned about weight gain, you would then recommend they use it with water?
They can. I mean, it all boils down to total caloric needs. So if 3,500 calories is 1 pound lost or gained, right? So determine your caloric need. When I used to work with patients, this was having to do with the Harris Benedict formula. So again, this is another formula for somebody that wants to figure out their caloric needs. So I give a cliff-noted version. So you take the weight that you want to weigh. This is your desired weight, because you want to eat as though you're already at this desired weight. Because if you continue to eat the caloric needs that you are presently, and if that's not the weight that you want to weigh, then you're going to end up maintaining that weight. So you want to eat the amount of calories.
Total protein.
For your desired weight. And so those calories are determined by a Harris Benedict formula. This is a very quick formula, by either 10, 12, or 15. based on your activity level. So 10 would be somebody that's very inactive, 12 is moderately active, and 15 is somebody that's active, works out regularly. You take the weight that you want to weigh. Let's say you want to weigh 150, and you times that by, and you're very active, 15, and that gives you the caloric needs for a 150-pound person.
And that's showing either 225 or 2250.
So right, 2250. Right. So you would take, it's 2,250 calories is the caloric needs for somebody that weighs 150.
All right. And if someone, of course, wanted to weigh 200, you're looking at a much more of an increase then.
Exactly. And it's, and what's interesting, and we talk about this with patients all the time, and this has to do with their caloric bank. So the difference between the weight, like, so for example, let's say you weigh 175 and you're still very active, and you take 175 and you times that by 15 and you come up with that number. And then you take 150 and you times it by 15 and you come up with that number. The difference in the calories is what you're eating additionally every single day to maintain the higher weight. It's also the amount of calories that you need to decrease every day to weigh what you want to weigh. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense to me. Hopefully our listeners got it.
Mm-hmm. It really does boil down to math. It boils down to calories in and calories out. I know all day, every day, I hear, and I'm sure Janet hears, well, if I eat only all protein and I eat no carbohydrates and all this other stuff, and I'm going to lose weight. And while there is some truth to that, it's nearly impossible to maintain. And that's the whole idea, is that you want to maintain a healthy weight forever. And how do we go about doing that? And the way we go about doing that is by having a mix of foods that you can tolerate and making good food choices, adding in some exercise, and having an all-round healthier lifestyle.
Those are great key points. I'm sure, Janet, when you speak to people about weight loss, that's part of what you're speaking about as far as a whole package or a whole protocol that they should follow. But you also have a product that you have been featuring for several months now, and that's the bars and cookies that help people achieve weight loss as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So the focus on that would be to provide from a controlled source using the bar or the cookie, a combination of cookies, to provide about 20 grams of protein twice a day, and then to have a regular meal that would have the complete array of fats, carbohydrates, proteins, fibers, all of that. And to achieve for that individual not only weight loss, but blood sugar balance, supporting energy, maintaining health, because we're talking about protein here and the essential components of protein, all of that very, very important. But we also need to consider, as Dominique was mentioning, the entire picture, the level of exercise that that individual has. And from me in a counseling situation, the level of stress. Where do the calories in their diets come from? As she was mentioning, okay, if I eat only protein, I will lose weight, right? Well, you will put your body into ketosis, and that will support weight loss, but it also creates neurological issues. It creates a lot of other downstream issues. Essentially, you're putting yourself into an out-of-balance situation. So there are so many different things to be considering, fiber being so crucially important, mm-hmm. that Protein, foundational, very important. And unfortunately, possibly a lot of Americans don't necessarily get the kind of protein that they need in order to maintain a healthy, highly functioning body, a highly functioning metabolism. One of the things that I thought was really important to talk about were the different forms of whey protein. You know, if you have whey concentrate, that's going to have a little bit of fat. It's going to have a little bit of carbohydrate content. So someone might want to choose the concentrate over the other forms, which would be isolate. The isolate form of whey protein is probably the most complete protein and a very, very good choice, let's say, for someone who spends a lot of time in the gym, a lot of time working out. And then the hydrolyzed form of whey protein, that would be for someone who might have a little bit of digestive difficulty, because that would be providing pre-digested approach. So there are so many choices out there with regard to whey protein. And then take into consideration the other possibilities of, let's say, brown rice protein, pea protein, hemp seed protein, all of those possible additional choices. And my thing is, you probably want to cover many different bases, so not necessarily to stay with the same protein powder month after month after month after month. It puts a stress, in my opinion, on your body. You need diversity.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the topic of stress, Janet, because in honor of having my daughter Dominique on the show today as our special guest, we're going to do something special for those people that are looking to lose weight, that want to lose weight, that have every good intention of losing weight, but feel that they're under stress because either they have tried many diets before, they can't lose weight. If they do lose weight, they put it back in a few weeks after they've removed it, and they can't find a steady pattern or a steady way to maintain the weight loss that they've been able to achieve. So for that, for those people that are under that stress level, we're going to give you something free today. You come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We're in Margate in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. Come over to customer service and ask one of our staff managers here, either Adam, Anita, or Kyle, or myself, for a free sample of Bach Rescue Plus. This is a stress complex with B vitamins, and it's a lozenge, and you just take one as needed. We're going to give to the first 15 people a free package. These are regularly sold at $7 each. So you have an opportunity now to pick one up free. Come over to customer service, and they're very flavorful. They're flavored with a nice amount of, I guess you'd call it orange or fruity flavor. So it's very pleasant. And it helps cut that stress level that you may be feeling because you want to lose weight and you haven't found the right formula. So what we're going to do, Janet, is take a, another intermission with your expertise there, and then we'll come back to the situation of whey protein and the different types of protein that Gero Formulas manufactures and sells and distributes.
And to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, speaking with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Dominique Ostrander, educator for Gero Formulas. Stay tuned. More to come.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai. Noni, Koji Berry Magnesine, Lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work when traveling or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Pendut Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
I am joined here this morning with Dominique Ostrander, who happens to be my daughter, and Janet Cimarelli, who will be here today at Save-A-Lot, and she'll be here from 4 to 7 today and tomorrow Saturday from 1 to 5. The topic today is, I guess you'd have to say it's part weight loss, but it's also getting people the facts about protein, how much protein they need, why they need it, what purpose they need it for, and, of course, to try and make it as pleasant tasting and efficient as possible. We covered the General Formula's whey protein in the 2-pound container with original, vanilla, and chocolate. We spoke about the grass-fed whey protein, which does come in vanilla and unflavored. And that particular product has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $29.95. We have an everyday low price of only $14.99. And that's for the 12.7-ounce package of the grass-fed whey protein. There is another whey protein I'm looking at called virgin whey protein isolate. Is that only for virgins, Dominique?
No, I would hope not.
What?
I would hope not. Yes, exactly. So our virgin whey is a pure whey, and it's derived directly from fresh milk. It's not a byproduct of cheese making. It's processed at very low temperatures, and that preserves the actual native bioactive whey protein. And it has 22 grams of undenatured protein per serving, 12 grams of essential amino acids, which is rich in our branched-chain aminos, and it's 100% fat-free. It's 100 calories per serving.
Which is very low.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And, again, it's 22 grams in one heaping scoop, and there's approximately 18 scoops in the container. It's unflavored, so I would recommend probably mixing it with something that gives you a little bit more of a taste, maybe with some fruit or some other form of whey protein like the Jarrow chocolate or Jarrow vanilla, or go into the plant proteins, which you can get in different flavor as well. The virgin whey protein has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $33.95. We have an everyday low price of only $16.99. And again, as Dominique pointed out, there are 18 servings per container of the virgin whey. And it's unflavored, so you have to make your choice as to how you want to fix it. You can also, I would imagine, you can sprinkle it on different foods and be able to get the same value by eating it maybe with either oatmeal or with some other breakfast food. Is that something that you would recommend?
You could do that. You could do that. There wouldn't be that would be good to add it to. I would oatmeal would be good source to do that with. I don't necessarily know if you can sprinkle it on anything else, but oatmeal would be a good choice. Something you can stir it into.
All right, and then if we move on, I'm looking at the certified organic pumpkin seed protein.
Yes.
This only has 9 grams of protein, no sugars, no artificial sweeteners or nothing that would, let's say, make this product not organic or natural. And it's a 16-ounce container. And how does this compare to people that would like the, let's say, either the virgin or the grass-fed? But again, keeping in mind that, of course, this product is vegan.
Exactly. So being a vegan product was one of the biggest appeals of it. Excuse me. It's also certified organic. It's gluten-free. It's a complete protein source. But more importantly, it's free of major allergens. And that is the big problem for a lot of people that are looking for protein sources, but that have a problem, for example, digesting dairy, digesting soy, rice upsets their stomach. I mean, there's all kinds of issues around protein. And so the pumpkin protein is free of major allergens. It has a kind of a nutty flavor, and it's very smooth in texture and taste. Though it's not as high in protein as other sources of protein, it's still, again, a complete source of protein.
Okay. And, again, this particular product has 30 servings in this container of the organic pumpkin seed protein with no sugars. The product itself has a manufacturer-suggested retail price of $29.95. We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $15.99. And moving on to the plant proteins, let's discuss the plant proteins because you have three different flavors, which I'm anxiously looking forward to trying tomorrow when your husband, my son-in-law, Doug, comes in to do a demo from about, I guess, 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock until 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So we're speaking about the organic plant protein in vanilla spice, chocolate mocha, or salted caramel. These are making my mouth
really
water.
Yeah, they're really delicious. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to try
them. They're great. Yeah, they're really, really good. So each one, so all the proteins contain only organic sources of six different proteins: pea, quinoa, sasha inchi, sunflower, hemp, and quass seed. So it's also fiber-rich, which is hard to come by in a protein. So there's 4 grams of dietary fiber, there's 0 grams of sugar, and there's 120 calories per serving.
All right. What else can you tell us about the fact that it has other possibly ingredients that most people may not be aware of? It's quinoa, sunflower, hemp. How important are those ingredients in the product?
Well, for example, quinoa it's technically a grain crop. They call it a pseudo-cereal rather than a true cereal. So it's very closely related to amaranth, which is another pseudo-cereal. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with amaranth, especially in our industry. So basically, the seeds contain essential amino acids, and they're high in lysine and high in protein. Sasha inchi, and again, I really hope I'm pronouncing these right. This is how I've taught myself, is actually called the sasha peanut, and it's native to South America. And they are it has a high protein content. I believe it's about 27%, and it also has an oil in it, which is 35 to 60%, and the two are separated for processing. And the oil consists of essential fatty acids, and it also has non-essential omega-9, the monoleic acids, which is about 6 to 10%. Sunflower seeds are also, sunflower protein is also in this, in our vegan protein. And the seeds are both, they're high in both oil and protein. Hemp is in this. I know that there's some controversy over hemp, plants related of cannabis. However, there's no psychoactive properties in the hemp protein, just the nutritive value of the hemp seeds, because actually hemp seeds have an unequivocal nutritional profile. So, and it's also a very easily digestible source of protein. And believe it or not, it's very non-allergenic. So people sometimes are wary of hemp protein, but it actually comes in very strong with an omega-3 to omega-6 ratio at 3 to 1. So people are always looking to increase their omega-3s. quasseed, and I can't pronounce what family it belongs to, has been used in traditional Chinese medicine. So it also has another name. People might know it as Job's tears. So the seeds are really important in traditional Chinese medicine, and they're much richer in protein than rice. So the seeds are typically 15 to 18% protein. And we recommend mixing one scoop of this with whatever you like to drink. Tomorrow, Doug will be mixing it with water. It has such a great flavor that you honestly don't need to mix it with anything but water. It doesn't need doctoring up like a lot of proteins do. They need fruit and different sources, maybe like a vanilla almond milk or something, but these plant proteins stand completely on their own with just water.
Well, I know, Janet, you'll be as anxious as I am to try these tomorrow when you're here, and you'll be here from 1 to 5 tomorrow, and I will be here from 1 o'clock on as well, and I am looking forward to trying this because I find the more pleasant-tasting products are to help the body, the more acceptance there is from the consumer. It just makes it that much easier for them to accept and take, and it could put them on the right path to helping themselves lose weight. And this product can be utilized more than once a day, Dominique?
I would say so. And again, that's going to be based on your caloric needs. There's 120 calories per serving. And if you're mixing it with water, obviously it stays at 120 calories, and that's with one scoop. So again, caloric needs and protein requirements, you can use it couple times a day. I wouldn't use it more than twice a day. I would say that would be sufficient.
All right. Well, this particular product, which comes in three flavors again, has salted caramel, chocolate mocha, and vanilla spice. The manufacturer suggested retail price of this product is $39.95. We have an everyday low price of only $20.99. Your choice of any one of these three flavors. And as Dominique pointed out, Doug Ostrander, my son-in-law, and Dominique's husband will be demoing this tomorrow afternoon so that you'll have an opportunity to really taste and see how well this particular product can fit into your daily regimen. And I know, Janet, over the years, you and I have tasted many, many different protein supplements. Some we liked, some we didn't like, but I think the majority of them, depending upon how they were put into a taste testing, meaning that if this is going to be used with water, this will give you the exact flavor. It won't be disguised. Mm-hmm. So people will have the opportunity to know exactly what this particular product is going to taste like. And then, of course, if you want to doctor it up, that remains up to your choice. But I would prefer to taste it in water so I know exactly what the product is going to taste like. Janet, I think we can take another intermission, because when we come back, we should be talking about some of the other Jarrow products that we probably were going to have to squeeze in quickly. We're talking about D-ribose, liquid carnitine, L-carnitine in a capsule, and branch chain amino acids. So, Janet, I'll turn it over to you.
And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking with our very special guest today, Dominique Ostrander, educator for Jarrow Formulas, and Mr. Al Foreman, who is currently at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I'll be joining him from 4 to 7 this evening. And tomorrow at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, you can come see me between the hours of 1 and 5. Stay tuned. More to come on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.
The knowledgeable team at Save a Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday. It's the 14th of July. The weather here is kind of overcast, but it's clearing up, and we're looking forward to a beautiful day. And a reminder, I want to make two quick announcements. One is that effective Tuesday, which is the 18th of July, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers will be shipping mail order. So if you are not able to come to visit us in person to pick out your order, or you have some obstacles that prevent you from doing that, please call and place your mail order. We will be sending out to all those people that are on our mailing list on Monday notice of how to get to the mail order department and place your order with the barcode numbers that are on the bottles. And the other important message is that people that are under stress that would like to try something very unique and very worthwhile and very effective, there's a product by Bach Rescue Remedy called Rescue Plus. It's a stress complex with B vitamins. It's a supplement in a lozenge form. And it's very, very effective. Normally sells for around $7. You can get one free by coming in today and speaking to one of our service managers at the customer service desk. Just request it. It is no charge. It's absolutely free. The Bach Rescue Remedy Rescue Plus lozenge. Dominique, we only have a few minutes left, but where would you want to start on the supplements? And you can continue right on.
Okay. Well, we had mentioned that we were going to talk about carnitine today and ribose. And we were going to talk about them in terms of protein intake and energy production. So what I like to say about carnitine is that it helps your body utilize fat for energy, depending upon the form of carnitine. The primary role of carnitine in the body is as a biocatalyst or coenzyme. So one of its most important functions is the oxidation of long-chain fatty acids. So again, that process takes place inside the mitochondria, which are the energy factories of the cells. Very important. Carnitine actually will help. I like recommending carnitine to help people lower their triglyceride levels, which is especially difficult for people that are inactive or sedentary. So again, carnitine helps to shuttle these fatty acids into the blood into the mitochondria where they can be burned for energy more easily. Increasing ATP production in the mitochondria as well. Carnitine does a great job at that. And ribose actually does the same thing. So we're increasing ATP energy on a cellular level. And we always say in the nutraceutical world, without ATP, you die, because every cellular process in your body requires ATP. So it's important to have things that help ATP production, like ribose, like carnitine, and even like CoQ10.
Well, let me ask you a question about ribose. Can ribose be mixed with any of the proteins we spoke about? You have a powder form of ribose. What is recommended dose?
One scoop. one scoop of ribose is the recommended dose, and you can do that throughout the day. So, for example, the therapeutic dose for people that are suffering from chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia is actually 6 to 10 grams of ribose per day. The side effect in higher doses of ribose is it can act like a stool softener. I get the question all the time, what if I have high blood sugar? Can I still take ribose? And the answer is yes. You can still take ribose because it's not metabolized the same way as a simple sugar like a white refined sugar would be.
All right. So in addition to using the ribose in a powder formula, if someone wanted to use the tablet, the D-ribose tablet, they can achieve similar results by using that in the tablet form as well. Is that what we're speaking about?
You can. The ribose chewable has xylitol in it. So for those that are sensitive to xylitol, although there is no wheat, no gluten, no soybeans, no dairy, no egg, no fish, no shellfish, but there is xylitol in there. So some people are bothered by xylitol, and the powder would be a better form of ribose for them because the powder is strictly D-ribose powder.
All right, well, the ribose powder from Jarrow Formulas has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $39.95. We have an everyday low price of only $19.99. And the D-ribose tablets comes in a bottle of 90 tablets, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $23.95. We have an everyday low price of only $11.99. And looking further, if we can go into the carnitine, Dom, I'm looking at a liquid, and I'm looking at a 500 milligram capsule of L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose that people can utilize the L-carnitine either in the liquid form or in the capsule form of 500 milligrams?
Well, I think it's preference, honestly. There are a lot of people that like liquids that would rather just take liquids. Some people believe that liquids are faster, they're more easily digestible, they're faster into the bloodstream. So I tend to be one of those people that believe that if I had a choice of whether to take something in liquid form or capsule form, I would take the liquid. But we also make a liquid gel in our carnitine as well. So that is kind of like a happy medium for some people. But the forms of carnitine are what matter. So an L-carnitine, fumarate, tartrate, those tend to be more for cardiovascular health, and an acetyl L-carnitine is more for brain health and cognitive function.
Well, taking the liquid L-carnitine, can that be mixed with any one of the proteins along with the ribose?
It can. It can. Yeah, that's a nice little combination of adding it. Again, there's carnitine in your protein powders, but adding the additional carnitine for muscle recovery, especially if you're working out, is always really helpful. Same thing with ribose.
And this particular product is a dosage of 1 tablespoon. And the 1 tablespoon gives you 1,000 milligrams of L-carnitine. And mm-hmm. it also enables you to probably get better effect by using it in one of the protein powders that we've spoken about, whether it be the original whey protein, the grass-fed whey protein, the plant proteins, pumpkin seed protein, or the virgin whey protein. So you have an option now to use an additional supplement to help you achieve some of the goals you're looking for, either to maintain weight or to lose weight. And the L-carnitine capsules, is there a recommended dose that people would take for specific conditions, Dom?
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question. So we recommend one, like, for example, our L-carnitine, the gel cap. So we recommend one capsule, which is 500 milligrams. But depending upon whether or not, let's say you're doing what I call the awesome foursome, which is from Dr. Sinatra, which is carnitine, magnesium, CoQ10, and ribose. So we recommend a little bit higher dose at 2 to 4 capsules a day. And carnitine is better taken on an empty stomach. People don't know that, especially L-carnitine, this particular form of carnitine.
Okay. Well, I guess it's because it falls into the category of amino acids.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And they're best taken on an empty stomach. And this particular product in the 180 capsules of the 500 milligram has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $58.95. We have an everyday low price of only $31.99. We only got a couple of minutes left. And the branched chain amino acids, is that something that the average person will utilize or people that are what you call heavy into gym work?
Well, heavy into gym work, yes. The average person that's not heavy into gym work, no, I don't think it's really necessary. I think it might be, depending upon their diet, really. It just depends if they're, a lot of vegans will benefit from branched chain amino acids because a lot of vegans really aren't getting complete sources of protein, and so they're lacking in BCAAs. But our branched chain amino acids contain the ideal 2-to-1-1 ratio of the crystalline branched chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, and the conditional essential amino acid, L-glutamine. So, and again, there are two capsules as the recommended serving for our BCAAs.
And this particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $15.95. We have an everyday low price of only $7.99. So just to review, the Jarrow Formulas line are available here, the whey proteins, the plant proteins, the grass-fed proteins, the virgin whey protein, and the pumpkin seed protein, all at everyday low prices. And we will be having a demo in the store tomorrow with Doug Ostrander, who will be taste-testing these particular products in water to give you the full bearing taste of what it's going to taste like when you put it in your shelf at home and start using it on a regular basis. And again, stop up at the customer service desk for a free package of the Rescue Plus remedy in the lozenge form to help reduce stress in your body. And Janet, we look forward to seeing you this afternoon from 4 to 7 and tomorrow from 1 to 5.
I will be there. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest today, Dominique Ostrander, educator for Jarrow Formulas, and we will be back live on Monday at 10. Thanks for listening.
And thank you, Dom. I'll see you later. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.